We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fifth round action underway in the NFL draft. We got a three picks already in. Nehemiah Pritchett from Auburn, the cornerback, going to the Seattle Seahawks. Another corner to Hub Still from Maryland, going to the Chargers. And Arizona just selected Xavier Thomas, defensive end out of Clemson. A couple more picks to the Saints, and they have three selections this round. So we are on the nitty-gritty of Saints Fest coverage right now, guys.
Yeah, Xavier Thomas, I just don't know where I play him. He's a good player, but he's a little over 6 foot two. He's 245. He's been an edge guy. He might be kind of your designated pass rusher.
On third down.
He's not going to pick up a lot of weight. You look at his frame. You know, he might play in the 250s, but he's a really good player. My issue is exactly where do you play him, and he's got a specific spot as a pass rush edge guy.
But when you see him as well, I don't know how well he bends. I mean, because when you look at him –
he's a straight line guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And so when you look at him, he's going to have to be able to make sure that he can bend at the point of attack. I mean, because all those tackles are going to do is say, okay, if I can slow you down off the edge, come here. Can you get inside? Do you have another counter move? And that may be something exactly like you're talking about, Mike, that, hey, look, we'll start him off just a third down package guy, and then we can see if we can use him a little bit more or differently.
Yeah, and the Washington Commanders are just picking one of the more productive players in college football last year in Jordan McGee at linebacker, a little over 6'1". Man, he can run the field, great instincts, ton of tackles, really good open field tackler, will help you on special teams. Wherever you need him, he'll play. But he was one of the more productive defensive players in college football last year, Jordan McGee. Again, he didn't fit the prototype of what you're looking for. All I know, he's a football player. Bottom line, he can play ball. It's to find the right spot for him, but he'll help you out immediately on special teams.
Well, the Saints took the linebacker that was kind of, I guess, the Jordan McGee. It's a new staff.
Yeah.
And so Washington, they didn't sign back. And I can't even think of the he played special teams. He made a ton of tackles. Just signed with the Saints this past offseason. And so
– former Michigan linebacker.
Correct. And so now
– Kalik Hudson?
Hudson. It's Hudson. So pretty good fit for the Saints as far as special teams are concerned and being able to help you on defense if you have to step in.
He started what, 6-7 games last year?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And
so if you have to step in and play, he can step in and play for you, but he'll definitely help you on special teams.
And the Chargers now are on the clock. Let's see if they pick a Michigan player. I know Harbaugh knows a few of them.
Got a question. Guy like Austin Ekeler.
Yeah.
Where does Austin end up?
He ended up with Washington, didn't he?
So he did end up with Washington.
Let me double check that. I'm pretty sure that he ended up signing with the Redskins. Commander, sorry. still can't get used to that sometimes.
Years. Washington is my Philly for you. I mean, it's just hard.
It's just like, you know, Cleveland changing the baseball team.
Yeah, Ekeler there along with Brian Robinson Jr. In the backfield.
This will be the sixth pick for the Chargers. They took the defensive tackle, Alabama. The linebacker, Junior Colson out of Michigan. That's the only Michigan player they've taken.
Which is funny. I thought Harbaugh would load up on the Michigan guys, to be honest with you.
We got the Chargers, like we said, Buffalo, Indianapolis, and then the first NFC South team will be the Atlanta Falcons on the clock in this round. Still waiting on those Saints three picks. We'll definitely have them for you as they happen and breaking down with our analysis from our pros, Mike D'Attelier, Deuce McAllister. It'll be interesting to see where the Saints go here. We're going to take a quick step away for our news break. Be back with more of our WWL draft coverage from the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard right after this. Stay tuned on WWL Saints Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard, make sure you come out, say hey. If you're heading to Jazz Fest, the Pelicans game, getting ready for stocking up on groceries in your house, looking at their blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, any berry you want, they got $3 for $5 right now. Want to stop by and say hey to our staff here. We got me, Mike Halls, Mike D'Attelier, and, of course, legendary Deuce McAllister joining us. Guys, we just had a couple picks coming off the board in this round, getting closer to the Saints. Edge out of Clemson, Xavier Thomas going to Arizona, linebacker out of Temple, Jordan McGee to Washington, and Notre Dame corner Cam Hart ends up in L.A., the Buffalo Bills on the clock, followed by the Colts, and then the ATL, Atlanta Falcons, will have the eighth pick in this round.
Okay, Cam Hart was a guy Jim Harbaugh wanted to recruit to Michigan, but he ends up at Notre Dame. Big, tall corner.
So we got him in the pros now.
He got him in the pros. You know, and so, but he was a guy heavily recruited by Michigan. It came down to those two schools. He ends up going to Notre Dame. But, again, a matchup corner with a big receiver. He's got length, long arms, and that's.
Well, and then the other thing is when you got, talk about not only if you got a big receiver, if you got a big tight end.
Yeah.
You got a big tight end like a Kelsey that you have to match up with. Now, I'm not crazy about putting a rookie on him in that situation, but at least, you know, I can maybe put a safety over the top and put a rookie underneath and, you know, you try to play a little basketball with him, be physical with him.
Yeah, good luck. You know, man, one thing with
you got to throw some different stuff at him.
You've got
to be able to throw some different stuff at him. I mean, because that's
if you give him the same stuff all the time,
he's going to beat you.
He's going to kill.
I mean, because that's Norman where you put Derwin James on him and let him go do his thing. But, I mean, if I'm going to throw – different matches up, at least he's a big, tall, lanky guy that can go and kind of be that physical presence for me, and he's not a safety, so you know he can run pretty good.
Guys, we also mentioned, obviously, playoff basketball going on today, 2:30 start in the Smoothie King Center, seeing it is a red out.
Red out, baby.
Red shirts.
Red out.
The Pelicans also be in their jerseys against the OKC Thunder. We'll see if we can top their whiteout that they've been going on in their games. But, man, that Thunder crowd, mighty impressive, very loud. We'll see what the Pelly fans can end up bringing to the team today, because hopefully that home cooking sure tastes good. Need to get a win in this series to start staying alive. And I know the game will be played Monday, the game four. Hopefully it is not a do-or-die matchup.
It might be. No, you got to take care of business today.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You can't go down 3-0. I mean, then it's Katie bar the door. Then you're going to be like the Lakers.
Right, not only Lakers, but you look at what Phoenix is dealing with as well. Man. I mean, Phoenix, all that money, you talk about the three stars.
Bawoosh.
Yeah, it's been ugly.
And the Timberwolves, though. But you can see that those two trains gonna run into one another.
Ant-Man is a grown man.
Yes,
and he was a heck of a football prospect as well. Anthony Edwards. He was a heck of a football prospect, and he obviously went number one overall. And
I think he made the right choice.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
I think we just saw the longest name so far in this draft go off the board in Cedric Van Pran Granger, center out of Georgia.
He's a New Orleans kid.
Buffalo. Okay.
He's a New Orleans kid.
New Orleans guy with Georgia. I think he's a three-year starter.
He's a three-year starter, yeah. New Orleans kid.
He is a big center. Yeah, he's got a wide load on him, but that's a good pickup for getting him in round five. He was somebody that, man, I wondered if he could last that long, because if he can play center, he can play guard.
He can play guard. Yeah, he's a center guard for me. I mean, he's a center guard for me, and you talk about just going to a pretty good system up in Buffalo. And then the other thing is, who is the OC up in Buffalo?
He's a guy from LSU, Joe Brady.
I know it, and that's what Steve is thinking. Like,
come on, Steve, you got to snap.
Yeah, that's Joe
Brady.
They got
some medicine over here that can help you with your brain.
So that's going to be interesting to see how he does now. Obviously, this seems like a make or break year for those Buffalo Bills, who have been touted so highly as the.
No,
it's the make or break for the head coach.
For the head coach.
Well, I could think for his staff too.
I mean, for the staff, of course. I mean, but at the same time, it's really for the head coach. I mean, because one, you just got rid of a top receiver,
right?
And here's the issue. Here's the issue I had with Buffalo, and I said it last year. When you are a defensive coach and you haven't been able to get the stops in the playoffs,
that's on you.
Think about it. You are a defensive coach. Offensively, you can talk about, hey, we do this, we do that, we put all the pressure on the quarterback. You know, for 2 years ago, they didn't have a running back, so they beat up the quarterback. And then, you know, you bring in all of these weapons, you draft a tight end, you've got Dawson Knox, you go and get a receiver, and then it's almost like you still don't use them to how you need to use them. It's almost like they forget that, hey, we're in Buffalo. It's going to get cold in January. We've got to be able to run the ball.
And to me, way too many run plays for Josh Allen.
Well, I mean, but he's the only runner that they've had. Now, they did last year. You did run the ball a little bit more with the traditional running back. But, I mean, defensively, you never could get stops when you really needed to. Or Josh was so beat up that he couldn't make a play or two when they needed him to make a play or two.
Cedric went to Warren Easton.
That's good to see, man. New Orleans kid.
Yep. And, Warren Easton.
He was the guy that LSU tried to get, also Michigan. He was a highly recruited football player, so you can understand where Harbaugh knows a little bit about him. And he goes to Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo.
At 141.
More Oregon guys just went off the board, guys. Oregon State, though.
But Anthony Gould, this is the first of three picks for the Colts. The Colts have three picks in this round.
And so, getting back to Van Pran, man, he stepped in, and that's a tough position. And I don't care, college, high school, pros. I think the toughest position other than quarterback, center.
Well, here's the thing. His coach, who is at Auburn now, which was I wasn't a quarterback, but he was my center at Ole Miss, was Matt Luke. Matt Luke was his coach for, I guess, his first 2 years, or at least the first 2 years starting. When they won one of their national championship, Matt is at Clemson now, but that was his coach, and Matt was a former center.
Right.
Matt was a former center himself.
And, he got a couple national championships at Georgia. That wasn't a bad selection to go there.
That's exactly right.
We got the Atlanta Falcons now on the clock. After that pick, we'll definitely take a quick break and get right back as the New Orleans Saints will be on the clock very soon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks away. For New Orleans, first pick in this round five. We'll see what they end up doing there. But right now it's currently, the pick is in for Atlanta, so I'm seeing Buffalo is on the clock. We'll see what the Falcons end up doing their show. Man, Mel's team needs corner, wide receiver, and edge for the ATL here.
How many picks Buffalo got? That's two of them already, and I think they probably got another one somewhere down the line.
Atlanta's gone offense and then three straight defense after getting Michael Penix with the eighth pick overall. Then it's defensive tackle, outside linebacker, and
defensive tackle again.
Yeah, Brandon Dorlus.
So we're waiting for that pick to come in for the Falcons. And, again, cornerback is an area I think they would need to get upgraded at this particular point.
Checking out the best available according to ESPN board guy. You got Brendan Rice out of USC, the wide receiver. Edge Austin Booker from Kansas, offensive tackle Christian Jones, and also, what do you know, defensive tackle LSU, Mekhi Wingo, still on the board.
You know, it's surprising to me, Rattler and Pratt still there. I'm telling you, get them at this stage.
No QB's been taken since round one, right?
The six came off the board and they shut the faucet off. That was
That's
it.
That's amazing.
Right now, that is the bigger part.
Man, I mean, we're in round five.
As much as you value quarterbacks and also backup people,
yeah,
and that you get six and then nothing else afterwards, man, that's surprising to me.
That's why I'm definitely curious, like I said, with those three picks in round five now, too, that the Saints start thinking about maybe the future life after Derek Carr, maybe give some competition, obviously, to a guy like Jake Haener.
Well, my thing is you should know plenty about Michael Pratt.
Right.
He's in your backyard.
Do you think, and I don't, you know, maybe we've already talked about this, Pratt's injury, maybe it's dropped him a little bit.
Man, it's been a long time since that injury. He's had his pro day and all this, and it didn't seem to affect him at all. But the draft is strange. You know, you really can't kind of how does the kid with the Rams, Nico, last to the fifth round?
Piku.
Man, you know, you think, and he was a good player. You know, at BYU.
He was a great player against the Saints.
Well, he was a great player all year long.
Oh, yeah,
in
fantasy
NFL.
Football stud. I was able to grab him off waivers early that nobody had him.
Sense with that. that particular deal goes to show you in these later rounds, for reasons almost unexplained, why a guy would take a tumble.
Guys, you love to see this for the NFL here. Making the pick for Atlanta, the youth German flag football team. Really, football has become a, you know, worldwide kind of interest.
Guys, you can get used to it.
Right.
They are pushing this overseas big time.
Linebacker.
J.D. Bertrand from Notre Dame.
Yep. Yeah. Really instinctive football player. Team leader. Not real big. A little over 6 foot tall. But very instinctive. He'll help you on special teams. He played in the middle with the Irish. Not sure he stays there, but he could play. I think he's, for me, he would be better strong side guy.
So would you, with that, if I'd have told you, all right, knowing what you know, Falcons with five picks, two of them have been linebackers, given where kind of what they have already, would that have been a little surprise?
A little bit, because Raheem has always kind of measured in the back end.
Right. And Caden Ellis, I mean, it's, you know.
You know, not. And so now, is he have any say, or is this all Terry? Is this all Terry Fontenot loading up on linebackers?
It's Terry.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had
I would think it's all Terry.
He's been there since 21. Buffalo trading their pick
to the
Chicago.
Bears.
So the Bears are now on the clock as we get closer and closer and closer to the pick.
Well, like you said, Mike, we're getting closer, so stick around. We'll take a break for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are live here from the Rouse's Market Power Boulevard. Stop by, say hey, grab some groceries. We'll be right back with more right after this here on WWL Saints Radio. You got to make groceries today. Come say hey to us and go to the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, along with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, bringing you the picks, and we're getting closer to the Saints being on the clock here in the fifth round. Right now, the Denver Broncos just made a selection. It was the corner out of Missouri, Chris Abrams, Drain. The Tennessee Titans now waiting on their selection. Then it'll be the Broncos again.
And I'm surprised about that Chris Abrams Drains. You know, for me, he was probably a guy that I would have taken in the second round. And so I don't know if it's medical or something off the field. He was one that Mike.
Been banged up.
Yeah, we talked about him being a former receiver from, I think it's Spanish Fort down there in Alabama is where he was really, really from. And, really, really good athlete, transitioned over to the secondary, has pretty good ball skills. And so to be able to go out there to Denver with Sean, you know, I think he's a pretty good player, but obviously been banged up a little bit. And, you know, maybe the medicals aren't completely checking out across the board, but a really good athlete.
Seeing here just real quick, led the SEC and tied for fifth in the nation in passes defense last season.
You know why? Because I ain't throwing the football at Enos on the other side.
Well, I mean, he was probably, in my opinion, the better overall athlete. Maybe not better cover corner. Maybe not the better cover corner, but probably the better athlete because, Mike, I had nine of their games in the last 3 years, so I called a lot of his games as well. Played. And he's a returner. He's a guy that could return for you.
He's a former high school wideout.
Yeah, he was a former high school wideout. Yeah. Well, even there, I think his first couple of days or at least, you know, some time at
first
Missouri.
Training camp, he was at a receiver.
Yeah, he was a receiver, and then they flipped him.
See, and now we are just five selections away from the Black and Gold making another pick. It'll be their third draft pick in this one. Obviously, first round, they got their offensive tackle in a Fuaga Taliese.
Taliese.
I'll get it down eventually.
Taliese.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Taliese.
He's good with everything, though. Yeah. Because he was laughing at us as we were trying to pronounce it.
Got to ask him if he's got a nickname at all,
Big T.
Big T?
Big T.
Okay.
Big T. If you don't have it, he's going to have one.
Yeah. Because Tim Brando said, call him Big T. That's what we did in the interviews when they were doing it for Fox. I think Brando told me he had four games with Oregon State. And so he said, we always called him Big T.
Well, we already got Udo. He's Ollie. He's just Ollie.
He's just Ollie.
Udo.
And, of course, the second round, guys, that's an easy one. Alabama corner, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Even his first name, what is it? Quincy?
Quincy.
Duck Quincy.
Yeah, Duck Quincy.
Right, Duck Quincy. Right?
Yeah. No, it's not DA. It's
GA. Right.
GA. Duck Quincy.
Don't forget, if you're coming down to St. Pick, come down to Rouse's. Get all the food you need. They got fried chicken. Man, it's just
Yeah,
a great
we just
place.
Finished some of that fried
Get
chicken.
Your
it's
food,
pretty good. Man.
I just dug in the meat pies, the boudin egg rolls.
Man, you've been busy.
Busy eating.
What do you know? The pick is in. It was cornerback out of Louisville, Jarvis Browne Jr., going to the Tennessee Titans.
One thing with Jarvis, it don't matter if he's playing in a game or in practice, he see a lot of balls get thrown.
Carroll City kid, yep. Miami Gardens, Florida.
And they recruit the South Florida area heavy. Yeah,
Jarvis Brownlee, this would have been, I got to look back at my notes here, covered him. I mean, on the season when he had 54 tackles, one tackle for loss, two interceptions, 11 pass breakups, one quarterback hit. That was for the season. He's a pretty good athlete. I'm just trying to see what else I have for him.
Yeah, like the little draft notes here I see on him, an aggressive in run support and limits production after the catch.
Also, too, he is another former receiver in high school who kind of flipped the field. They got enough receivers, we'll put you at corner.
Okay, got a question. Carroll City, is that – that's not the one that Teddy is going to. Teddy is going to Teddy's not going to Carroll City. I don't believe.
I don't think so.
Teddy Bridgewater, who just retired, is
now coach.
Yeah, he's coaching. But he's coaching his old high school.
Old high school.
It's his old high school, and I do not think it's Carroll City though.
Miami Northeastern High.
Is it Miami Northeastern? I know they normally have a ton of athletes that come out of that school. They have a ton of athletes, but Teddy's going back home. Teddy's going back home. He'll probably ride the bike, you know, over to the campus and
Became the head coach at his alma mater, Miami Northwestern.
Northwestern, not Northeastern.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Northwestern.
Yeah, Northwestern. Yeah, there you go. It's Northwestern.
I never forget. You read the book and then the documentary on how Howard Schnellenberger built Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
And you're saying, how the hell did somebody not do this before?
Yeah. Well, he was one of the first guys that I heard about putting a circle around
Dade
the county. Dade County. I'm going to put a circle around the county. And, you know, if you talk to Coach O, that's where Coach O got it from.
Right.
But Coach O said, I want to put it around the state of Louisiana,
right?
Or I want to put it around this area. We got to protect this area. But he got it from Coach Howard saying, hey, look, if we can protect and recruit this area, Dade County, and just like, I think it was like 100 miles or so, whatever that was, he was like, we got a chance to be pretty good.
I know Ed had told me, Mike, if it was unlimited scholarships.
Oh, they would have, yeah.
And nobody could have touched us.
No.
You know, we were.
You could only take 25. You can only take 25.
We had scholarship limit, but it was amazing until Schnellenberger got there. That program was all over the board.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, and here's the other thing. Back then, from a grade standpoint, a lot of them ended up at the Mississippi JUCO schools.
Yeah.
And Mississippi JUCO schools. And a lot of times, a lot of those coaches, once you sent me a prospect and he had committed to another school, he was protected. They were not going to let another school come in and try to sign this kid. That was the deal and agreement with those coaches. Now, I don't know if you have that same loyalty.
You got no agreement no more.
Yeah, I don't know if you have
it's
that same loyalty.
Open season.
Correct. But it used to be if I sent a kid to a junior college and he had been committed to a school or that school sent him there, we had one objective, get him eligible so he can get back to that school.
Man.
And, you know, that Cortez Kennedy. Norman Hand was another one. What's the I can't think of his name. He was a defensive tackle, played for the down at Miami as well, played for the Dallas Cowboys for forever and a day. But those guys were all, like, on one defense.
Part of the Miami. Remember Miami and Notre Dame and that big
– that big games? Rival. Right, that big rival. And all those guys were at Mississippi Junior College.
Guys, just got a quick notification from ESPN. I want to mention that Detroit has shattered NFL draft attendance record with 700,000 fans and counting. Nashville had set the previous record back in 2019.
I told you yesterday, man, the people at Nashville, it was unbelievable there. So,
told Detroit, I'm going to see Green Bay next year. Good gosh. They ain't got the hotels to handle everybody.
No, you're going to have to be driving to Green Bay.
They'll be in Appleton, Milwaukee.
They're going to be coming from Milwaukee.
All over.
You're going to have your campers going up there, but I mean, because it will be a celebration. But yeah, Green Bay, the stakes have been raised.
There'll be some Airbnb.
They do that already now.
I know.
We know that from going up there for the past week as far as for training camp. They do that now.
Bengals on the clock. And
we
then
quit
be Saints.
Now.
Yeah,
we won seeing, pick away.
We had a
Saints.
Running back coming off the board from Notre Dame, going to Denver. Audric Estime.
And then Tommy Eckenberg, the linebacker from Ohio State, was just picked by the
Raiders.
So Cincinnati, I think, is up. And then the Saints pick next.
Hallelujah.
So, Mike, you still coordinating them charts for that trade?
That's what I was about to say. They'll get on the clock, and they said, you know what,
we're
going to trade out of this. We like
– man, we saw what Howie's doing in Philly.
Yeah,
so.
let's trade out of this.
Philly's only three picks after him, so they can trade with Philly, you know.
maybe we could celebrate here maybe with the Saints picking. I know Rouse has got some Dos Equis on sale for $13.99. We'll have to check that out.
It's early, Steve.
It's not that early.
Not that early.
For us?
Now, if we were Jazz Fest, it wouldn't be that early.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, dude. I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to answer that,
it would not be that early.
It's not that early.
I would always joke with folks bartending that you can consider a beer basically a sandwich in a can.
Or something like that. Cornflakes in a can.
By the way, Denver is the first team in NFL history to miss the playoffs 8 straight years after winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I mean, that's tough. I mean, it's good.
A little bit.
Just saw that on the TV. I didn't actually have that note. I stole it.
Looking back at that running back from Notre Dame, Mike, seeing that he led the Irish for the last two straight seasons leading them in rushing.
He's a big boy runner.
Saints are on the
clock.
He's
a big boy runner.
Bing, bing, bing. All right, all alerts now for the black and gold.
Let me find my pen. I haven't had to write anything in a long time.
So far, so we'll look at the best available players still on at least the ESPN draft board. Wide receiver out of USC, Brendan Rice. You got the offensive tackle out of Texas and Christian Jones. Mekhi Wingo, defensive tackle, LSU. Also, there you go, quarterback, South Carolina, Spencer Pratt.
Or Michael Pratt.
Spencer Rattler or Michael Pratt.
And also,
so we picked both of them.
Two wide receivers, Virginia's Malik Washington and also Johnny Wilson from Florida State.
Johnny Wilson, to me, I don't know if he can play receiver in the NFL. I think he's going to be a flex tight end.
Guy I'm interested in, too, Mike Clemson linebacker. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., obviously, his dad was a big player for the Eagles.
Nah, he ain't as physical as his pop or built like him, but that sucker can play. He's all over the field, very instinctive, smart, rarely takes a false step to the football. He's not the bulldozer his dad was. But, man, he can play.
Linebacker's kind of like a low-key need for me for the Saints. You don't really have the depth there.
I think they've signed some pretty good.
Well, Willie Gay, they brought in.
You've got some pretty good guys as far as overall depth.
And then they brought in the special teams guy, Michigan, and that sort of thing. So they've added a little bit of depth to the lineup. This team needs to get fast on defense. Bottom line, we've talked about that before. They look slow on the defensive side of the football. You got to get faster there. If you're looking to upgrade on the defensive side, my thing is you need another defensive tackle. Man, Mekhi Wingle from LSU.
Definitely would make the local fans happy.
It don't matter if he's from LSU, Missouri, Notre Dame.
James Madison can play.
James Madison. If you can play, you can play.
The selection is for the Bengals, so we're getting eerily close to the Saints selection. We'll see what they end up doing here. Looking at the needs, at least for like on the ESPN board, DT, quarterback, guard, and wide receiver. Josh Newton ends up being the pick, corner out of TCU for the Bengals. What do you think about that one for
Josh?
Cincinnati there.
Josh doesn't have a lot of meat on the bone, but, man, he can run. He can sort of mirror defenders downfield. I know his head coach told me if he was a little bit bigger, a little bit taller, a little bit more kind of filled out, he's talking about a first, second-round pick. But he's just not built for that. So I think he's more of a slot cover corner. He can also play in the dime. And all special teams, too.
Well, the black and gold, tickety-tock, one of three selections in round five. Definitely anxious to see what's going to happen here after them. It'll be Colts, Eagles, Jags, Rams, Colts, Browns, and then Panthers. So a few more picks, and then it'll be into the compensatory round of things is when the Saints will have their other two selections in this round. And, man, it's looking like a whole lot of Philadelphia and New Orleans coming up, also throwing the Green Bay Packers.
The Saints are going to get themselves a quarterback, boys.
Yep.
And he's from South Carolina.
All right.
And is Spencer Rattler.
I can hear fans already complaining because it's not the Tulane product.
So Spencer, who was, I think, if he wasn't the number one rated player in the country.
He was.
He was one or two or three, depending on what service.
Yeah, it depends on the service, yeah. But he was the number one ranked. Man. I mean, and he did that when.
And he did the documentary,
well,
remember?
Remember that. And Caleb Williams, who was the number one pick, still went to Oklahoma, you know, when they had Spencer there, who was a top-rated pick. And, I mean, Spencer was a guy that was supposed to come out in 3 years. You know, after 3 years, had the success, but he ended up leaving Oklahoma and goes to South Carolina, and Saints pick him in the fifth round.
And he basically kind of carried their team. Man, their offensive line, Deuce, was El Lazio last year.
They didn't have the offensive line that they needed. He didn't put up the numbers that he needed to kind of elevate the play, and that was one of the things that they thought they could do. So they had a couple of top 10 picks there. I mean, top 10 wins there, but, you know, never really could get over
Remember
the hump.
Remember when they shellacked Tennessee?
Yeah, everybody thought they were back.
They were back.
Everybody thought they were back.
But their offensive line wasn't real good. So Spencer Rattler, the one time one of the top high school players in the country, goes to Oklahoma, starts as a redshirt freshman. I think he started as a redshirt and then gets knocked out. So we're going to hear the selection. Roman Oben, who's the vice president of football development with the NFL, is given a selection for the Saints officially.
Man, quite the QB room now for the black and gold.
Man, I would have done that.
Derek Carr, Nathan Peterman, Kellen Mond, obviously, and Jay Kaner. And I guess you could throw in Taysom Hill, but not really. He's your gadget guy.
Let Taysom play where he's
everywhere
good
else.
At.
Yeah, exactly.
But Spencer Rattler, he can sling it. He can flat out sling it. He came to the Manning Passing Academy. He put on a show. But, man, he wanted people to boo him. They were playing.
He should hang with me.
No, he was the Senior Bowl MVP, but he comes to the Manning camp. And he liked to hear the boos. So here was the deal. If you throw the football inside of a basketball goal, you win a free year worth of chicken.
What?
At Raising Cane's.
All right.
Okay, everybody missed it. Rattler comes up first time. Poof. And he got the Bronx cheer. Boo! And, man, he just slung that hand up in the air. He had that chicken. Give me that year's worth, and he was out of there. But he is a good football player. He really is a good football player. And you don't need him to play right now.
No, and he's not a big guy as well.
He's not a big guy.
Yeah, he's right at 6 foot. Yeah, a little bit over 6 foot. I mean, but as you saw in some of the clips there, a guy that can move in the pocket, pretty mobile as far as. But he's not one that's looking to run. He wants to get the ball down the field. And
he runs to create.
Yeah, he's not looking to run. Yeah, he can move in the pocket, but he's not looking to take off. He's keeping his head down the field, and I probably agree with you. when we talk to him, we're going to ask him, what's his history with baseball? I mean, because he's got a
he's
got
sling
an
arm. A ball just like a baseball
pitcher. There you go.
Or a shortstop.
There you go.
The way he throws it, it comes out.
There you go.
Could you say a la kind of like a Patrick Mahomes?
I don't know if it's that strong.
No.
Okay.
No, but I'll put it to you
Patrick
this way.
Can do just about anything.
He's got a much stronger arm than Jake Haner. And it's not close. I mean, he for a little guy or a smaller quarterback, you might want to say, he can flat out
sling. He's got some power. He's generating enough power.
He is so technically strong in the lower body. You can see the setup with him, and then he slings it out of there, and he's using his lower body power to help him get rid of the football. He's got some little bit of erraticism throwing the football. Now, that may be some of the people he was playing with at South Carolina. He had a lot of drops there, too.
Right.
But he had Leggett. But if I'm playing South Carolina, I'm double-teaming Xavier. Man, you ain't beating me. You not beating me. And who he lost in the backfield? Marshawn Lloyd. He lost his running game. He went to USC, took that NIL money. I don't blame him for that, but he sort of left him hanging. And Spencer Rattler, I had a feeling they would pick a quarterback here. For whatever reason, we talked about it, if it was going to be Pratt, if it was going to be Rattler, if one of those guys up on the board, that's where they were going to go with it. And Spencer, he can flat out sling it.
We talked about last year when Haner was selected, he could probably be a good career backup in the NFL. Do you think that Rattler has starting traits?
Not early, but I think eventually.
I think he's going to have a shot to be a starter.
I think he can develop into that.
I think he can.
138 picks between quarterbacks.
Bo Nix from the first
12,
round. Yeah, from
Bo
the first round
12,
all the way to
and then
fifth round
50.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
you got to feel pretty good about that. You were able to, you know, those two guys.
You don't feel good about it now.
You don't.
Not if you Spencer.
No. I'm talking about for the Saints that you were able to kind of 138 picks. If he's on your board.
Oh, he's still on the board. No, I got what you're saying. But if you're the actual player,
not Spencer. No.
If you're the actual player,
nor Michael like, Pratt.
Hey, man.
I know,
all them teams. I've been here.
Yeah.
I've been here. I've been waiting.
I tell this to Charlie Long all the time. I would pick quarterbacks almost every year. I'd pick one in the draft. I don't care if it's seventh round, sixth round. I would pick one. Now, this is back-to-back years. The Saints haven't done that. You pick Jake Haner, and now you pick Spencer Rattler.
They've been listening to you, Mike. You said every year you'd be picking up a QB.
They ain't listening to me.
Ian Book was 21.
So and Ian Book.
So, Carolina was three out of the last five quarterbacks. Saints been three out of the last five quarterbacks.
And so, you know, you got to take a shot. People say, oh, you're going to miss on that. You miss on linebackers. You miss on guards. You miss on receivers. That's an idiotic statement. You miss all over the board. But, man, if you can hit on one of those guys, ask the 49ers. Hyde Felt, Brock Purdy,
right.
Mr. Irrelevant. You think when they picked him, they thought he was going to be a starting quarterback in this league? Ain't no way. No way in the world they thought that. They might tell you that today, but they didn't think that when they selected him. So this is why I'm a big believer in that. Charlie and I talk about it all the time. You got to pick quarterbacks. Every year, you get a shot at Spencer, who I thought would go late in round two or very early in round three, and you got him in the fifth round.
And we'll be talking to him soon. He's going to talk to the Saints media at their facility, and then we'll be talking to him as well. So get a chance to talk to him. He's from Phoenix, Arizona, senior, 6 foot, 211 pounds.
Another, he was at the Senior Bowl this year, guys?
He was the MVP.
He was the MVP for the Senior Bowl.
Okay, so there you go. Another big Saints connection. We always talk about their fondness of guys that attend the Senior Bowl because it's right there in Mobile that you get a great look at these guys.
So you know what? Next week we got to get Jim Nagy on.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I
also talk
Jim
about Fulaga.
He's everywhere right now.
Man, Jim's all over. God bless
everywhere
him, man.
I see him,
Has he built that up at the Senior Bowl in Mobile?
Yeah. Absolutely unbelievable,
I thought it was dead 10 years ago.
But no more. It is the place to be, so to speak. Man, at one time growing up, it was the Hula Bowl. Man, I remember Ronnie Estee, who grew up further south than me. He was the guy Bobby and I grew up watching and kind of idolizing because he was from the Bayou playing at LSU, and then he went on to a long career in the CFL. He was like, man, I had a chance to play in the Senior Bowl and the Hula Bowl. I put my hand up. Man, I'm going to Honolulu.
I'll take that coverage, right?
Now today they were like, wait a minute, if I make enough money in Mobile, man, I can go all by myself to Honolulu. It don't make any difference. But the Hula Bowl was really, really big. I know Archie, when he had that decision, Archie took it and he went to the Hula Bowl too. Not a bad trip to go to Honolulu.
Looking after the Saints pick of Spencer Rattler with the 150th overall selection. It was the safety out of Missouri, Jalen Carlisle, going to the Indianapolis Colts. The Philadelphia Eagles and then Jags will be selecting after that.
They got a lot of holes to fill on defense at Missouri, right, Deuce?
Well, they had a really good defense.
they had a really good one.
Yeah, they had a really good defense. And so Jason Carlisle was another guy that they added. And you see him, his ability to be able to cover as well as a blitzer.
Big safety, huh?
He's a big safety. He's a big safety. I mean, but they had a really good defense. You saw this was Hopper or Hooper, Ty, the linebacker, and then we've seen both of their corners get picked. And if I remember correctly, they had another defensive end that could rush the passer pretty good.
And then Darius.
Yeah, the other corner. And so got some pretty good talent on that defense.
Only
that
one team gave him a lot of trouble. That team up the road in Baton Rouge.
Well, Baton Rouge. I mean, they gave you couldn't stop the quarterback.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop the quarterback.
Jaden kind of said, okay, guys, I'm enough of this bad defense stuff.
Right.
I got it in the second half.
Right.
Well, the pick was in for the Saints. One of three in the round five. It was Spencer Rattler, the quarterback, adding to the QB room for the black and gold. Stick around. We'll get more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage right here at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard right after this here on WWL. Yeah. Welcome into our WWL Draft Fest coverage brought to you by TrainSouth.com at the Rouse's Market here on Power Boulevard. You can come get some cotton candy grapes, guys, $4.99. Also, all the specials here you want to grab hold of, especially that fried chicken. It smells so good, tastes so good. Something about that Rouse's recipe, especially at the home of the chicken as well. Still raving about that. The picks coming off the board here after the Spencer Rattler selection of the Saints, guys. Jalen Carlisle going to the Indianapolis Colts. After this, the Eagles actually make a pick. Aeneas Smith, wide receiver out of Texas A&M.
I like him.
And then Mississippi corner, DeAndre Prince, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Rams on the clock.
And the Saints not too far away.
Not far, too far away.
They go 170. I mean, well, 170. They get back. They go 170, then 175. So when those two picks come.
Man, it's going to be almost be back-to-back.
Bam, bam, right. Rapid fire.
But Aeneas Smith going to Philly, he's a slot receiver that can also be in a return game.
Well, and he's a guy that can obviously return it, but he's a slot guy. He's another he's not really a burner.
But he's a quick guy.
He's more quick than he is fast. And you can line him up at tailback as well. But he's a guy that – trying to think of what Philly likes to do. I don't know if they have a player like him already. I wouldn't call him a Sproles guy.
Right.
But he can do a lot of that.
Yeah, Darren's more of a true running back, and I think Aeneas Smith is more of a receiver. You said Prince. What's his kid's first name? Played at Ole Miss. DeAndre Prince, I can't even think of his first name, but anyway, he's from Charleston.
Okay.
Charleston, Mississippi, right there outside of the Delta. Played up at Ole Miss, went to junior college for a year, didn't play, got in trouble, kind of didn't take care of his business grade-wise, ended up going back to Ole Miss. Had a pretty good year.
Yeah, it was
The biggest thing with him, his frame fits the NFL. His frame fits the NFL. He's probably more of a bump-and-run corner type of guy. He will come up and cover, but for me, he's probably so thin. If he can put on some weight, he can really help you as far as cover corner type of guy, because he's always been a little dinged up,
the way he's built.
Yeah, well, it's the way he's built, and I don't know if he can put on much more weight. But Jacksonville's a pretty good little spot for him, and they've done a
But they've stayed in the South, haven't they?
That's what I was about to say. They've done a good job of, you know, picking some LSU guys or at least some guys out of the South. And so here he is, DeAndre Prince. Yeah, DeAndre Prince. But
you mentioned he had the quickest 10-yard split at the combine. I know nothing.
He's fast. But I mean, like I said, the biggest thing for him was he stayed dinged up and banged up a little bit and had to miss 1 year at Ole Miss. But I mean, he's a cover corner. He can run. One thing he can do, he can run. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's just not a 4-4 straight guy. He's probably a 4-4 guy. He's probably a 4-4 guy for sure at that corner position.
Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coverage. We are at Rouse's Market, Power Boulevard. Do some grocery shopping. Come and say hi to Team WWL. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Loving the action right now. We've got two more picks coming in round 5 for the Black and Gold. Stay tuned right here on WWL Saints Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.